This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that has happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Norm. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, Norm. Thanks, man.
Good. So I'm more of one that was on the way to the bathroom.
Okay.
Hope that works. Anyways, me and my buddies were drinking in California, San Diego area, and my buddy and his girlfriend said, hey, does anyone want to go check out the LA Angels Stadium down there? And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And I was the only one out of the group. Everyone else stayed and partied. We get down there around Gas Lamp District. I don't know if you guys have been there before.
Very familiar.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
Okay, cool. Maybe not the LA Angels Stadium. It was like, sorry, I'm not too big on baseball. It was the baseball stadium down in San Diego.
Yeah, for the pod. Petco Park.
Okay, yeah, that's it. I tell him, like, hey, I gotta use the bathroom. Like, dude, whenever I drink beer, like, it goes down me, like, super fast. And, we stop, and we're by, like, this mall around there. This happened back in, like, 2015, I wanna say. And, I get out, and I could either go to the mall, to this whole parking garage, or I could go to, like, some businesses, along the area. So I go to the three businesses I see. I go in one. They say, nope, no public bathrooms. Second one, nope. Third one, nope. And then the fourth one, I go in, and it looks like a restaurant, I think. You walk in, I can either go right to, like, the bar or restaurant area or left down this hallway. I'm like, okay, that is probably to the left. And I'm in my Seahawks jersey, granted. And, I go down left, I go through the hall, I pass the kitchen, no one's in there, no one's around, it looks super clean, like a big industrial kitchen. And I need to go really bad. I tried to open the door, it was locked, I tried to open, like, the other door, and, you know, it's dark in that room. I close it, and it's like it's probably like their server room, like, your kind of computers and whatnot going around, and I just have to go, so I drop right there, number one, and it did what I had to do. I exited the room, and it looks like this employee, like, he's going the opposite way in the hallway of me. I might see out there, my sunglasses on, and I just kind of dart to the exit. I don't really stay, and out of the side of my view, he double takes, and he's like, wait, what the heck, who's this guy? So I get outside. I go to my buddy's van, and I'm like, yo, we got to go, like, right now. And then they're like, what'd you do? I was like, no, we have to go, like, right now. Well, we're not going unless you tell us, like, what you did. And I'm just like, guys, come on. And then I think it was maybe the manager. He came out. I was looking outside because I was in the car by this point. And he came out of the place I was at and walked directly to our car. And then he's like, hey, did anyone come out of here that was in the Seahawks jersey? And then no. I'm in my jersey still with my sunglasses on, and then
that'll throw him off.
Yeah, shades on.
Exactly. My buddy, he starts the car and we just go off, and then I see him we got the manager, like, take a picture of her license plate, washing the plate, and that was it. So
you never heard from them again, though?
No, it was probably my second time in California, and then my third time I wanted to go check it out. It was years later, and I heard they did a bunch of construction and took that wall out.
Hey, man, where are you? Because you sound like you're scuba diving.
Sorry, I'm driving in my car, man. I'm going to work.
Okay. Underwater, I'm guessing.
Right.
What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that's happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody from the text line says, my buddy was a combat veteran. He saw the worst of the worst in Iraq on his four tours. But he says the worst blood-curdling scream that he ever heard was at boot camp at Fort Benning, where during a training exercise, someone used an outhouse and let his manhood hang a little too far under the seat. And when he sat down, the Black Widow spider living there did not like that at all and bit him right on the tip. I've become very weary of outhouses. Yeah, man, I cannot imagine.
There's always spider in outhouses.
No. There's always spider.
Not like porta potties, right?
Yeah, an outhouse.
Correct.
Much different, man.
And it's very rare that you use an outhouse, but there's always spiders in there.
Spiders and every freaking thing. Man, the worst side, I was not on the toilet, but when I first moved to New Orleans, I was unaware that they had palmetto bugs, which is just a massive, massive flying cockroach, right? And it just, it's disturbing, all right? So I realized on day one that these things exist. And like anything, the warmer and more humid the place is, take any bug, make it 10 times bigger. Right, so you're looking at a picture. Right? Yeah. So I had about 3 good months where I didn't have any in my home. You just see them outside. It's exactly what those bitches look like, all right? So I have to go to work. It's like 11 in the morning, maybe. I'm butt naked. I get in the shower. And when I close the shower curtain, keep in mind the water's running the whole thing. When I close the shower curtain, one of those things is in the shower with me, but it's on the shower curtain. And I'm just like, OS. And I realize that it's ridiculous. Like, look, man, 10 out of 10 times, if you got a scrap of this bug, you win. It died. There's nothing about this should freak you out. That's what I kept telling myself. The thing is, the whole situation kept freaking me out. So now I'm not even showering. Basically, I have my back pressed against the wall. The water's in front of me, maybe hitting my chest. And this goddamn bug is just sitting directly in front of me on the shower curtain. And it skeeves me out. And again, they don't bite. They don't stink. They do nothing. It's just a giant roach. So I'm trying to shake the shower curtain to see if the single leg just fly off and leave. It wouldn't work, man. It just, like, this bug was determined to be there. So I'm in there for about 15 minutes. Like, I can feel the water starting to get cold. And I'm like, all right, man, I know this is in your head. You're just letting this bug you. It's not going to do anything. But I still just couldn't get myself to, like, swat it away. So basically, spread out my arms, grab both sides of the shower curtain, and, like, close it completely from both sides. That way the bug is somewhere in the middle. I don't know if it's alive or not. And then I essentially dive out of the shower. So I take down the shower pole, the shower curtain, land on top of it. Just like everywhere in New Orleans, you probably live above a business if you don't own a home, which I did. Any of those wraparound balconies. Man, I drag that thing. And keep in mind, I'm butt-ass naked. I drag that shower curtain outside onto the balcony. There's a laundromat across the street, and I swear to God, it's like everyone in there, their heads look up because they're such crazy. They're doing exactly what you think, Mike. Shaking the shower curtain.
It's a crazy naked man. Shaking the shower curtain on the balcony.
When I finally realized it wasn't there anymore, I took my marginally wet, naked ass back inside, smoked a cigarette. I'm like, I know that was ridiculous. That's the only way I could overcome that moment, man.